The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Saturday, June 26th. We're talking about the state of a booming housing market. The National Association of Realtors says home prices are now at record high levels, and they're still climbing. The trend is fueled, in part, by a lack of supply, which can make buying a home especially frustrating right now. There are simply not enough houses to accommodate everyone looking to buy one. Today, we're talking about all this and more with an expert. Daryl Fairweather is the chief economist for the real estate brokerage Redfin. She says the current situation exposes deeper, more fundamental problems with the housing industry that desperately need to be fixed. But first, we'll hear from contractor and real estate investor Scott McGilvery. He's the host of the HGTV renovation show Vacation House Rules, which is now in its second season. He's talking about how material shortages have impacted the building industry, weighing in on the state of the rental market, and explaining why remodeling may be preferable to buying a new house right now. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy's Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Scott, thanks for joining us on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me here.
Tell us a little bit about how you got into real estate investing and renovations.
I went to college, and in my final year, my friends and I were struggling to find a property that we could rent and realized that it might actually be more affordable to purchase a property instead of renting one. Using my student loan, I ended up putting a down payment on a property, renting out the other rooms to my friends. By the end of that school year, I realized that there was a good business model here and used the equity that I built up in that property to buy two more and got into the student rental property business almost by mistake, because that's not what I went to school for. You know, I loved it. I continued doing it, decided that renovations were a critical part of the business model. So I went back and became a licensed contractor at 26 years old. I started renovating and buying and renting out properties, and I've been doing it ever since.
Prices for critical supplies like lumber have soared in recent months. So how did that impact you and your renovation business?
Well, it's impacting us severely at the moment. Quotes are fluctuating. You know, it's hard to give a scope of work because within 3 or 4 months, all the prices of materials change. There's delays. Lumber is the big one right now. There are supply shortages. Some things are just completely unavailable. And then critical elements like 2x4s and plywood have tripled in some cases.
A lot of the discussion these days is about buying, but your show is specifically about rental properties. So tell us, how is the rental market these days?
The long-term rentals, I think we're going to start to see a big shift. You know, there were some rules put in place that, you know, made it challenging for turnover, transition, evictions, things like that. But I think that both renters and homeowners alike are going to be moving around. The good news is that there is a healthy outlook to the rental market, the short-term rental market especially, which is what we're doing on the show. We're doing vacation properties, individual vacation properties, as long as they've been allowed to continue to be rented, have done extremely well. A lot of people are looking to get out of the cities and into recreational spaces. So we've seen rental rates go up by 50 to 70% with waterfront properties specifically. So in terms of, you know, what this has done in terms of putting pressure on this market, it's a good time to own an investment property and be able to have the potential to rent it out.
Do you think it's the right time for a first-time home buyer to get into this game? And what should they be looking for?
I never advise people to wait for something to change to get easier, because chances are it won't. So the sooner you start to take this seriously and look at a strategic opportunity to penetrate this market and acquire a property, the better. There's always deals to be had. There's always opportunities out there. The market does not dictate how every property will transition or how it will hit the market. There could be a great boom in the real estate market, and then you could get the deal of a century. Or it could be a terrible market and you could overpay. So there's no such thing as the market preventing you or putting you in a situation where you should wait. You got to look at the opportunities that exist in front of you, which are things like there's a lot of turnover that's happening in the market. So there's a lot of action going on. There's a lot of growth in the real estate market. So someone who gets in now could realize a lot of equity in a short period of time, and that could have a significant impact on their wealth. There's low interest rates right now. The interest rates are the lowest they've been in pretty much in history. So if you start to focus on those elements, you realize, wow, there's some great opportunities out there. I just need to work hard and find the right one and then position myself in a way to take advantage of it. Because the sooner you buy a property, the better off you're going to be.
So if I'm a current homeowner and I'm thinking, do I want to upgrade and move, or do I just want to remodel what I have already? What's your advice then, considering all the shortages of supplies?
That's a tough question. Very personal question as well. Ideally, if you can remodel it, you're better off to remodel what you have, even with prices the way they are of materials, typically because there's a lot of fees in the, you know, transition from one property to another. There's closing costs and realtor costs. Like the costs of closing and purchasing a property can really eat into your expenses, and they can really become, you know, a liability for you. So if you can renovate what you have, then you save yourself the cost of moving. You save yourself the cost of all the fees with purchasing a new property and selling a property. And all that money can be reinvested into turning the home you have into the one you want.
What can we expect from season 2 of Vacation House Rules?
In 14 years of filming shows, this has been the most difficult season ever, trying to navigate through the conditions that existed. But I'm really proud to say that we got the full season done. We have 13 brand new episodes, and we really tackled some interesting properties, and we uncovered some new opportunities that a lot of people may have never realized existed. I'm proud to say that we have been part of showing people new ideas, whether it's a farmhouse or an art gallery or a chalet or a beach house or a cabin in the woods. We really do look at every property and find a way to maximize its opportunity. And a lot of that has to do with branding the property and coming up with a good theme so that people aren't only taking a holiday, they're having an experience as well.
Any final thoughts or any final advice for our listeners?
I mean, listen, the show is a great example of what you can do to achieve your dreams in a shortened time horizon than what you might expect. A lot of the people we work with on the show, they didn't think that they could have a vacation home. They didn't think that they could retire early. And we show them how to do that. We show them real ways through experience and strategy of how to acquire a reasonable property, do some work to it, and turn it into something that not only gives you a place that you love, but also generates an income.
Still ahead, is the housing market in a bubble and headed for a crash? Or could this housing boom be here to stay? Redfin's chief economist, Daryl Fairweather, shares her insights as well as advice for would-be homebuyers. But first, here's your main host, Erica Mandy, with today's sponsor.
Sometimes we need a little assistance figuring out what could be holding us back in life. Well, BetterHelp is a great way to connect with a professional counselor in a secure and private online environment to figure it out, and most importantly, live our best life. And because BetterHelp is all online, you can get a little help on your own time and at your own pace. Everything you share is confidential, and you choose whether you talk with your counselor through text, phone, video, or all of the above. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with a counselor they think is a great fit. If you're not happy with your counselor for any reason, request a new one. No big deal and no extra charge. It's a convenient and affordable option available for clients worldwide. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Go to BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy.
Thanks, Erica. Okay, now here's my conversation with Daryl Fairweather. Daryl, thanks for coming on with us on the Newsworthy.
Thank you for having me.
You've said the housing market is not in a bubble. Why is that?
Bubbles pop, and I don't see what's happening resulting in some pop, some price drop. If anything, I think that the real problem is that home prices are going up because there are so few homes for sale. And we need to solve that problem. We need to build more houses. That's not going to happen overnight. We have had a lack of affordable housing for a long time in the last decade. Fewer homes were built than in any decade going back to the 1960s, despite the fact that we have this huge generation of millennials who are going to start buying homes. There are really fundamental problems wrong with the housing market.
Talk about some of those problems.
There are just very few homes that are affordable to middle-class people. During the pandemic, the people who are buying homes are people who have a lot of wealth. We've seen luxury home sales increase. We've seen home purchases for second homes increase when there are so many people who can't even afford a modest home to buy. And that's because there just really aren't enough homes for everybody who wants one. And people don't have the income or the wealth to buy a home the way that, you know, wealthier people are able to buy a home.
How do you think the low interest rates are playing into this predicament?
Low interest rates really help people who are in debt. They don't have to pay such high interest rates on their credit card payments or their car payments or their home payments. But the thing is that most people who own a home didn't really need that help from the Federal Reserve. People who owned homes were able to refinance their mortgages without even having to sell their homes. They just got this bonus of having lower mortgage payments from refinancing. And the people who were buying homes were people who were also really well off, but they could buy homes with lower mortgage payments because of how low mortgage rates were. So it's just a tricky thing with the Fed that they change their policy based on what's going on in the overall economy. They can't fine tune what they do just for the housing market. And because they tried to help the housing market overall and the housing market was already in a good spot, it's just increased demand even more than really needed.
What would you tell a would-be home buyer? Would you recommend they wait it out or should they try to compete?
It always depends on the situation. If people feel really burnt out on the housing market, I completely understand. Right now, though, could be a good time to check things out again just because we're seeing that home sellers aren't getting quite as many offers as they were getting just a couple of weeks ago. But prices are still really high and they've been going up and up all year. So it's not like you're going to find a great deal, but it just might not be so difficult right now.
So is there anywhere in the country where it's getting less expensive to buy a home right now?
Condos have been less popular during the pandemic, especially, you know, one bedroom or studio condos in expensive cities like San Francisco. I think condos will become more popular as things reopen. But right now, condos are pretty affordable compared to how much they were before the pandemic. So there's a good opportunity there.
It's a banner time for sellers if they can do it.
It really depends on what the seller situation is, because if you're selling and you're planning on buying again, you're going to have to face this really difficult market too. The sellers who are really winning are the sellers who are downsizing, like moving from a large home to moving into a condo, or sellers that are moving from an expensive area to a more affordable area.
Daryl, any final thoughts or words of advice to people who might be jumping into this market?
If you are looking to buy a home, there are just some general tips. You should try not to fall in love with the home too quickly, because that can kind of influence how willing you are to bid a really high price. You don't want to end up overpaying. Don't fixate too much on the list price, because you may end up in a bidding war. You should just figure out for yourself how high you're willing to go in terms of your offer price, and don't go too far above it. And just kind of think for yourself. Don't end up putting an offer on a home just because, you know, it's the only home you're seeing that's for sale, or everybody else seems to be bidding on the home and you want to get in on it. Just really think personally about where you're going to be happiest. Look for a home that you're going to be able to stay in for the long term, because staying in the home for the long term is really the best way to build equity.
Thank you to Daryl Fairweather and Scott McGilvery for their expert insights. If you liked what you heard, you can follow Scott and Daryl on social media for more advice about how to navigate the housing market. We have links to their pages on today's episode notes. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday for our regular episodes. We round up all of the day's news in about 10 minutes. But for now, have a great weekend.